And good morning. It is Monday, November 15th of the year 2021, and that means two things. First, your membership dues are due if you're a member of Nailed, and it's time for the Lighting Industry News Brief brought to you by Keystone Tech and their direct drive LED HID replacement lamps. These are nice little HID fixtures. They come with two wattages. Flip a switch, go between them, 80 or 115, and color select at the same time, 4, 5, and 3K on a switch. These also are compatible with their G2 screw-in sensor for motion sensing or DL light harvesting. That's light made easy. KeystoneTech.com. Into the news, NEMA is pro-infrastructure spending. This is Deborah Phillips giving a statement praising recent legislation. There is some confusion as to whether or not the backlog at West Coast ports is clearing up. White House experts seem way more optimistic than other logistics commenters. GE is finalizing their breakup. The lighting divisions, of course, sold years ago, but what remains will be broken into three smaller companies. Globe has bought Heathco. These are a pair of manufacturing firms backed by some money from PE firm Novacap. In report news, we have Energy Focus Q3 sales being down 50% compared to last year. Legrand has reported on the year so far with a 16% increase in sales and 20% increase in margins. Orion's Q2 looks good on revenues and margins. Signify is calling for more efficient lighting adoption, almost like they have some sort of interest in that. I don't know what. AMS Osram has won two awards. Aspen Car's Double Summit has picked them as Electronics Company of the Year and Sensor of the Year. Wesco's Q3's earnings call has been transcribed. The short version, sales up, margins up. LSI director Wilfred Oraga has agreed to exercise his option and buy 1,500 shares. Edison Report is presenting their sixth annual Lifetime Achievement Awards. 10 figures in lighting named for those. DMF has launched a new website. This is a brand new portal that promises to be integrator focused. Seoul Semiconductor's net profits were up 95% compared to last year. That's a record sales number. Blue Tea has a plan to light rural Africa with a goal in mind of 1 million off-grid lamps ready to go by 2026. And Tungsram, a Hungarian lighting manufacturer, has explained to Elon Musk exactly how $6 billion could fix food scarcity through the power of indoor farming, food factories, and urban growing. I think they maybe missed the stunt there, but there we go. In legal news, big week, Acuity is suing Tim Smithstry and Diversified Lighting. The complaint claims that he has stolen trade secrets and other proprietary knowledge when he left the company. DC Solar's owner has been sentenced to 30 years in prison over wire fraud and money laundering. Cree is not guilty in their patent case against Optilume. There has been a reversal in the case of Youth Strathclyde v. Clearview. This is an appeal with specific regard to blue lights for disinfection. And Zhejiang has won their patent case against CH Lighting. Lightfair 2022 will be increasing booth sizes. We already have the floor plans from Vegas next year, and it looks like some exhibitors will be going as large as 50 by 50. On December 9th, you can attend a DLC-led panel on the internet on responsible lighting in urban areas. Picking up from last week, we have two more recaps of Lightfair. Retrofit Magazine and Lighting Design and Specification Magazine agree that the show is pretty good. In rep agency notes, Rosewater Energy has picked CET and Associates in five states, plus El Paso, Texas, and Oro has added Wave as their fifth distributor. In recommended reading, all these are on nailed.org, by the way, but we have a guide to lighting design standards. We have a new podcast from PMA talking about tech in vertical growing. We have Think Light talking about disinfection lighting, and we have John Bullock about the future of remanufacturing, as well as the USDA and how they fit into indoor growing. In IoT news, InGen will be buying Kaiser House. These make AI for luxury homes. and Itron has bought SCLC. This is a smart city deal. In market projections, we expect $19 billion in value for the UVC market by 2030. Also by 2030, human-centric lighting will be worth $14 billion. The LED market will grow by 5%. Smart cities will hit $1 trillion in value soon. And smart lighting will expand by 20% overall. In Dark Sky News, Milton Reimer's Ranch Park, Texas, approved by the IDEA as a dark sky park. Daylight saving time is bad for deer. I remind you, it's bad, stupid, wrong, and we should stop doing it. And Alan in Africa is changing how mosquitoes bite, which is an interesting thing to read. In local news, Omaha, Nebraska has upgraded their streetlights. New Paltz, New York has upgraded theirs. Charlottetown PEI is pausing their streetlight purchase. Galveston, Texas will be adding whole new poles to their District 1, a previously unlit area. Entergy, Texas offers a grant to the Beaumont Housing Authority. Paris, France will be spending 704 million euros on upgrades. Indiana buses in their public transit system will be adding UV air disinfection. And Minnesota State Rep. Rasmussen has won an energy efficiency award. In People News, ORRA has hired Jeremy Eich and Evan White. Gary Lynch has left Harvard Tech. And Glenn Melanson is set to retire in January. I've been Scott Wachter. Enjoy your week. Enjoy the music. Have a good one. 2 a.m. all alone again, wrapped up in this bed with you inside my head. You're shades against my eyes. Now I'm done, I'm over all the games. I see your soul within and these six sad tunes you play. But I'm done, I moved on. You were only ever sent slipping through my hands. And I want someone real, someone who will fight for this love no matter. All my tears, no more seeing blue. Now I see there was nothing I could do. I went damn mad trying to fix you. Now I'm done, I moved on. I need somewhere to go, someone to call my home. I'm done, I moved on. I need somewhere to go, someone to call. I wish it would.